Thank you, Mr. Singh, for the kind words. Good morning, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome all participants to the fourth session of this workshop on e-commerce development and SMEs. This session will feature presentation by four organizations which have excellent reputations for their respective reach, shorts on e-commerce and information and communication technologies. The focus of the discussion this morning will be on facilitating access to e-commerce for SMEs in developing countries. However, before I make some more detailed comments about the subject before us today, I would like to briefly introduce you to the panelists here with us on the podium today. With us today are Dr. Susan Stelcher from the International Telecommunication Union, Mr. Thorbjørn Fredriksen from UNCTAD, Mr. Martin Levy of the International Trade Center, and Dr. Sacha Wunsch-Vincent from the World Intellectual Property Organization. I extend a warm welcome to each of you and thank you for agreeing to participate in this session. You will each have between 15 to 20 minutes to make your presentation. If time allows, I'll take questions from the audience after each speaker. At the end of the session, I would like to have a general discussion on all four of the presentation, and I encourage the audience to ask as many questions as possible. This is to be an interactive workshop after all. Allow me, please, to make a few remarks about the topic of this workshop today. The use of information and communication technologies is profoundly influencing the way business is conducted around the world. The growth has been phenomenal, especially in the last 10 years, and particularly in some of the poorest regions of the world. The transformation is expected to continue to breakneck speed. The technology of the future is foreseen to become not only more complex, but also more user-friendly. However, it will require more infrastructure, higher skills, and greater accessibility if it is going to continue producing benefits for users all over the world. Small and medium-sized enterprises especially must follow closely the developments in this area if they are going to benefit more from e-commerce generally. Otherwise, the risk being sidelined because of inadequate use or limited access capabilities. It seems without question then that in the future, small and medium-sized enterprises, which constitute the backbone of many developing and least developed countries' economies, will need to learn more about how they can benefit from the increased use of e-commerce. There is also a need to identify the various obstacles and constraints to e-commerce which exist the world over, but which have particular implications for developing and least developed countries. Such obstacles have to be studied and tackled head-on if users are to benefit properly from all the opportunities that exist in the world of the Internet. This morning's session will focus on the relationship between electronic commerce, development, and small and medium-sized enterprises, and on how some of the latter have used e-commerce to promote, market, service, and sell their products nationally and internationally. You will hear about the various types of e-commerce services which exist, but which many of us take for granted. These are services such as business-to-business e-commerce or business-to-commerce and business-to-government. In this session, and based on the recent research of these four top organizations, we'll try and shed some light on why some small and medium-sized enterprises have used the Internet and realized significant increases in their exports and business activities overall, and why others are barely making use of the huge potential offered by the Internet and its various applications. We'll also discuss the needs to overcome infrastructural bottlenecks in telecommunications, transport and electricity grids, and logistics. and see how they are addressed alongside policy issues such as consumer protection, security of transaction, privacy of records, and intellectual property. On this note, please allow me now to introduce you to our first speaker this morning. Our first speaker is Dr. Susan Tetzer from the ITU. Dr. Tetzer is head of the ICT Data and Statistics Division of the International Telecommunication Union's Telecommunication Development Bureau. Her division is responsible for the collection, harmonization, analysis, and dissemination of information and communication technology statistics worldwide and for the production of analytical reports on global and regional trends in ICT. Before joining the ITU in July 2008, she was chief of the ICT Policy and Analysis Unit, ICT and E-Business Branch of UNCTAD in Geneva. Dr. Tetzer received her PhD in Economic Geography in 1992 from the University of Washington in Seattle. Dr. Tetzer, you have the floor, please.